go, baby. Shine bright and just for sale. The love is alive and it lights my sail. My heart is amazed and it takes it again. The joy of the taste and I can't forget about it.
Sacrifices
Lay me down.
it's in Hebrews. You guys don't know the verse where it talks about Jesus enduring the cross, despising the shame, but he did it because of the joy that was set before him. He did it because he had us on his mind when he was there. Seriously, like, I just think about that for hours, and I mean, when God first revealed that to me, I wept like a baby. Because, dude, God is, his love for us is so unimaginable. It's far greater than even the revelation that we do have of it. And Jesus loved us so much that he would even go to die for us. He didn't want to die. He did for us. But, the gospel shows Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's praying to the Father. He is sweating blood. Like, this guy is so stressed. He does not want to die because he knows the pain that he's going to go through for it. He knows all the things that are going to await him. He knows he's going to be spat on. He's going to be beaten. He's going to have pieces of his flesh ripped out. Guys, how many of you can honestly say that you would do that for somebody that you love? No. It's kind of a crazy thing to think about, because we don't even think about love in that context. Like, yeah, we would die for somebody that we really love. Like, we would, if we had to take a bullet for our parents, then we would. If we had to take a bullet for our husband or wife or kids or whatever, we would. But Jesus did more than just die for us. He suffered for us. He endured our punishment for us. That is something that, oh my gosh, just that one thought alone. The fact that his only love drove him through suffering so that we could receive our victory. Guys, we were completely, completely unworthy of the gift that he gave us. Completely unworthy of the price that he paid for us. We should have been the ones suffering. But Jesus loved us so much that he suffered all the way to the cross, and then someone he got there. Also, we could be with him forever. See, because Jesus knew the short-term cost. Jesus knew, even though it was a huge deal, Jesus was looking more at the long-term, the eternity that we would be able to spend with him, because he loves us so much. Because of his grace and his love and his mercy and all of God's goodness, he decided, I want to be with my creation forever. So I'm going to do this for them. This is an amazing song to sing. An amazing grace that saved a horrible wretch like me. We were once lost, but now because of the victory that we have through Jesus, now we're found. We have the ability to overcome everything. Every obstacle that comes our way, we have the ability to conquer all of that because of Jesus' grace, because of what he did for us. Guys, I kind of feel like Pastor Carl right now. You guys aren't hearing me, but I know that you are. Guys, let's sing this. And I want to encourage you, do it with your whole heart. Do it with everything that you are. Even if you don't understand all the lyrics right now, as you sing, as you listen to these words, I declare over every one of you that Jesus gives you the revelation. Let's sing this.
See you. Bless you, Jesus.